Hello. I think Spielman was up here yesterday, so he covered everything. So I'll see y'all tomorrow. Now go ahead, fire away. Yeah, well, I've heard that quite a bit about the running back position. I have not started looking at running backs really yet. Kind of sequentially going down the line of different positions. And really, for me, it's just starting the process. I know the scouts and everybody else have done a better job, but that's what I hear is it's one of the best running back draft classes in a long time. I think all these guys get drafted in sequential order of how they get going. Typically, not always, but typically the higher picks are usually the better players. We really don't care. We're just looking for guys that fit us and fit our system. Obviously, the offensive skill position guys, we're always looking for guys that can score touchdowns, make big plays. So to us, those are the most important part. Well, we don't ever change our evaluation on pass defense. We're always looking for certain traits for each of these guys, the traits that we feel like fit into our system. The third corner, nickelback, or whatever you want to say is really a much more valued position, as you say now. They're playing 70% of the time. Same with the third receiver, whereas in some of the linebackers are probably not as valued as much because of the personnel that they're seeing. So, but we look for a certain trait for those guys. And, I've always felt like you can never have too many corners, guys that have value that can move inside, move outside, and go from there.
Is it more expansive, your trait list, for a slot corner than it was 15
years ago? Yeah. I think when I first got in the league, everybody said the nickelbacks or the slot corners would be undersized corners, so they automatically put them in this nick category. And, we kind of did that when I first got here, but we're kind of away from that now. Good. How you doing, Butch? Well, there's prototype for positions, but they don't all have to meet prototype. Obviously you have a couple there in Cincinnati, but, a guy like for us, Everson Griffin, right? Everson is a 6'2½", 6'3" guy, strong, physical, great acceleration to get off the ball, but strong. And our defensive line coach has done a great job of coaching him and teaching him. And then, there's other guys that are the 6'5", 6'6" guys who, I like length and speed. So I don't think there's any one dimension. I mean, there's a lot of great players in the league. There are great rushers that are 6'2½" and 260, 265. But they all have the power, leverage, the get-off speed, the being able to have long arm or beat the guy around the corner.
Do you think it's advantage?
No, I don't think so at all. I think, that's one of the things about college football that just, and again, going back to nickel position, even a lot of these 3-4 teams end up being four down as soon as you go to nickel. So, but in college, there's a lot of four down defensive linemen that show up quite a bit. Yeah, well, obviously we're looking at all positions. One of the things we have to be very careful about, I think, with us is that we have been good on defense the last few years, but we don't ever want to slight that side of the ball. We want to make sure that that continues to be a strength for us and then add to some other sides. So when we get down to it, we're going to try to figure out the best player that we can pick wherever it is. It might be a, you know, another corner or something like that. But we have to be able to do that. Now, obviously, we're going to look very hard at the offensive line there. We're going to look in free agency and all these places to fill holes. But I just want to be extremely careful that we don't rob Peter to pay Paul. Yeah, there's a lot of things. You know, I'm very fortunate to have a terrific defensive line coach. But, you know, a lot of times these guys, when they get off the ball, they raise up. So depending on their height especially, they don't really understand about using their inside hand as much. So it's a lot about that stuff. The get off, how important, the angle of the get off. You know, a lot of, you know, we have Danelle Hunter, who was a guy we drafted in the third round, and he's had, I don't know, 15 or somebody sacks, you know, in the last 2 years or something like that, maybe more. Anyway, but he was a guy that when he rushed in college, always rushed like this. And well, he never, I think he had one sack in college. Now he's learning the angles of how to rush, the leverage of where to be on the offensive tackle, and then the other attributes coming off. He was another guy that there was a guy in Cincinnati too that was like that. But you know, they raise up a lot, so it, even they might run 4-5, but because they're coming up like this, they're 4-6 now, and you know, it just slows the progress down. But yeah, there's a lot of things that these guys have to learn coming in. You mean when we made the trade? Well, a little bit of that. I mean, the familiarity always helps. I think anytime you're bringing somebody in from another team, the more you know the guy, the more chance you have of being correct. And I don't know if what Rick said, because I don't pay attention to what he talks about, but but I know at the time we made the trade, we felt like we had a really good football team and that this guy would have a chance to help us moving forward. So I think, and then Pat being around him and knew him, and, you know, we all sat in and evaluated him. So it was really the right decision. Well, you know, that's an interesting question, and I'm going to preface it by saying, to me, in college football, the guys that come to the NFL, there's three positions that really make it more difficult for guys to come in and play right away, at least the way we ask them to play. So, like Mackenzie Alexander, he's a corner. He's a very, very talented guy. But the rules in the NFL are so different than college football. So this guy comes in, and he can't play bump and run all through phase two, all through the OTAs. He can't even do it the first 2 days of training camp. And so now he's catching up, trying to learn the rules of playing bump and run. So consequently, he gets a lot of penalties and goes from there. So the player development in that position and with the offensive line and then the quarterback. But the offensive line is so much different now. Those two positions take a lot longer. So one of the things that we're trying to do, and I'll get to Treadwell in a minute, but one of the things we're trying to do is really look at the player development side of things and how we as coaches, how myself as the organization can help develop these players quicker than some of them that what we did. And then with Treadwell, you know, he's an extremely conscientious kid that works really hard. He has been nagged a little bit with his ankle. And so, you know, he's just a guy that has to get better. I feel good about Laquan.
One thing
Chad Greenway? Well, I've talked to Chad, and, you know, he's still in the process of making that decision. I think, you know, obviously he'll want to get it done, you know, that decision done before the free agency period starts. Yeah, well, you know, he's a guy that I rely on an awful lot. You know, I'll ask him about the locker room and different areas, you know, things I can do better. I was actually really fortunate this offseason that I had probably, I guess, you know, it's good and bad, but I had a lot of the players come in and talk to me about, you know, they say, hey, coach, we want you to be the best head coach you can be. You know, here's some things that might help you the way you handle things, not necessarily the scheme, schematic things, but and when Chad came in, I asked him, I said, what can I do better? You know, how can I, you know, some of these situations that came up, how could I handle it better? So, you know, that's one area that a guy like him can really help. But also carrying my message into the locker room, making sure guys are being accountable to one another. You know, I think that's a big thing of what goes on with the football team is accountability to one another. Where's Hagan? How come he didn't say that? Oh. Oh. Yeah, well, one of the things I think that we do good with our players, and we try to be as fair as we possibly can to them, we allow these guys to go out and, you know, when there's a situation like this, we allow these guys to go out and test the market, let them find out what their worth is, and then try to figure out the situation, how we can it can be beneficial to both sides. You know, Adrian's a guy that has not ever been a free agent, so I think this is a good chance for him to go out and test the market and see what his value is. But I think he understands there's also a big benefit in finishing your career with one team. You know, I've been around a lot of players that have done both, you know, finished their career with one team and also gone on to another team for a year or two. And so, you know, it really gives the players the opportunity to feel good about themselves. And I think it's good for us organizationally and sees that the players see that we're going to take care of them as well. Yeah, it's a good question. You know, I'm kind of one of those guys that, and this is how I've done it in the past, is, you know, you sit down, you talk to a man to man, you sit down, you look him in the eye, you tell him your expectations of what you expect them to do, make sure they understand your expectations, and then, you know, most of the time I'm a guy that if I feel like they're being honest with me and straightforward with me, then I'm going to have their back as well. So, you know, I think that's the biggest thing for me.
Are there certain things that are non-starters as far as, you know, if a guy has something in his background, think about it?
Yeah, there's certain things that you kind of, that, you know, keep you way back off of things. And, you know, none of us are perfect. I'm certainly not perfect, you know. I do think that a lot of these guys learn. You know, they're all young guys. They've had a lot of adulation throughout their sports careers, and so. But yeah, some things are more detrimental than others, I would say. Okay, thanks.